Kiribus Agurvach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota daf Lamed Aleph. We're here at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, about 5-6 lines up. And basically, we just came off of a quick discussion of Kriyas Yam Suf. So the Gemara is just going to finish that discussion. And then we're going to start the sixth parak, which is, I don't know if it's the shortest parak in Shas, but it's pretty short. It's like a blot and a half, which we're not going to finish it today. We'll finish it tomorrow with Hashem. And then we'll go right through from there. So says the Gemara here, Tanur Rabbanan, about five lines up. Darash Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Vishash Olu Yisrael Min Hayam, Nazna Ganeim Lomar Shira. When Bnei Yisrael left Yam Suf, they went to say Shira, Vakitzer Amru, what do they say? In case of Amru Shira, how do they say Shira? Olal Mutal Abrake Imo, Tinok Yonik Mishde Imo, even toddlers, even kids were still nursing. Kevin Shavro, it's a Shechina. As soon as they saw Kosh Baruch Hu, Ol Hagaveh Hagbiya Tzavaro, Vitino Shama Dad Mepiv, right, they stopped, they picked their heads up, they stopped nursing. Vramru, and they said, Zeh Keli Venveh, this is my God, right, and I will applaud him, I will beautify him. Shemar Mepi Olim Yom Kim Yasata Os. Hi, Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir, will say me name, Shafilu Ubrim. Ubarim shebemei iman, even fetuses that were in the womb. Amru shira, they said shira aleihem. Shem raz pasuk says b'makalos baruchu Hashem Elokim Hashem mikol Yisrael. And whether you have this or not, and then as Shas takes it out, basically the Gemara says how could they have said that because they didn't see the Shechina. So Rabbi Tanchum says that basically that the womb became like glass, and they saw, they looked upwards. Okay, right. As I said, the Mizrach Shas takes that out. All right. Bo bayom darsha b'Yoshua ben Hurkanus shelo avad Iov, etc. Right. If you remember, we had the machlokas in the Mishnah, whether Iov was over Hashem me'ava, right, or me'yira. So the Gemara of and the question was, was it low? When he said low, where's that pasuk? Just to flip back. There's a shayla of whether it was low something or other, right? What was it? Where's that Mishnah? Right, the shayla was, now that I'm on the Mishnah, right, I'm in Daf Chav Zayin, where is it? Right, yeah, Bo Bayom Dar Shabbat Yeshua Ben Hurkanus, but at the bottom of the two dots, if you're with me on Chav Zayin Rebez, Bo Bayom Dar Shabbat Yeshua Ben Hurkanus, Lo Avad Iov, as Kosh Baruch El Me'alav, Shenever Hemik Tilitni Lo Achayel, Ayachel. The shayla is, are they go Lo Asirman, Lo Atayel, Lo Ayachel, right, does he want to mitzapeh, does he want to look forward, does he yearn for Kosh Baruch Hu, right, or not? So the Gemara just wants to know, V'lechazeh, right, back on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, V'lechazeh, why don't we just go look and see, high, low, right? What type of low is it? Meaning, is it that he won't yearn for Kosh Baruch Hu, or he will yearn for Kosh Baruch Hu? Ibe lamed aleph ksiv. If it's a low with an aleph, so then low, right? Then it's no. Ibe lamed vav ksiv. And if it's lamed vav with the meaning for his, right? Lamed vav is him. So ksiv. So then lohu. Then it's for him. So the Gemara says, why don't you just look at the Tanakh, right? Does it say low or does it say low? Depending on which low it is, you can understand what it means. Now, that's a little bit of a strange kasha, because sometimes we have something called kriya niksiv, that sometimes something is written low, lamed aleph, and even though we read it the same way, it really means low, lamed vav. For example, by Bate Arechoma, the pasuk says, Asher lo choma, right? If you're talking about the halachas of Bate Arechoma, which we're not going to get into now, but just quickly, it says if a house has a wall, and it says lo choma, which implies it doesn't have a wall, but we read it as lamed vav, which means it does have a wall. And obviously, the whole halacha of Bater Arechoma only applies if you're talking about a house and a wall, right? It depends on how long you can buy it back from a guy if you sell it. Okay, either way. But Taklis says, long story short, it's a bit of a strange shayla, the Gemara asks. Because the Gemara is assuming that if it says lamed aleph, then it means definitely 100% low, not, as opposed to lamed vav, which means definitely 100% low his. All right, either way, it's just a har over there. So the Gemara called Hecha Dechiv, and the Gemara itself asked that question, right? They call Hecha Dechiv lamed aleph lohu, right? Really, it's only low, it means no. Elameyatov, that's true, but Chotzar some low tsar, a different pasuk, right? The Kosh Baruch Hu, basically the pasuk says, just to quote the whole thing over here, because we're going to get it. Yeah. Kvachotar Sam Lotzar, right? Kosh Baruch Hu, Right, lotsa, but it was not. We'll see what it means exactly. Right, tsar obviously means upset. Umalach panav hoshiyam ba'avaso v'chamlasohu galam. And the malach saved him because Kosh Baruch Hu loves him. So Gemara says, right again, back in the Gemara, right? Ela me'ata b'choltzar zom lotsar, and all their troubles lotsar. What does that mean? The chetiv alamin alav. It's written with as low, not. Does that mean not? Right, that doesn't make sense. Right, that would mean that Akash Baruch Hu, right, did not care about Am Yisrael. He wasn't bothered, right, by of all Akash by Am Yisrael's troubles. Problem is, right, if you tell me that's what the pasuk means, literally the next words are malach parav hoshiyam, that an angel, he sent an angel to save them. So obviously lo tzar means that Akash Baruch Hu's troubles were his, belonged to him, meaning lamed vav. Meaning lamed aleph is not always necessarily lamed vav. Mashmachi. So the Gemara answer is that mashmachi. Yeah, it's the only that we can't do that, right? The Gemara Taka answers, right, that we can't do that. We can't just look at the Tanakh and figure out whether it's low with an aleph and low with a vav, because that doesn't necessarily tell me one way or another. Tiny with another rest. The mayor over the mayor says, "Netmar yirei elukim be'iov, and netmar yirei elukim be'avram." Right? It says both those phrases by Avram and Iov. My yirei elukim, I'm more be'avram me'avram. Af yirei elukim, I'm more be'iov me'ava. Right? So just like others by Avram, it's from Ava Iov as well. But Avram goof me'nol. And how do you know that Avram did that? So the chetiv, because the pasuk says, "Zera Avram mo'avi." Pasuk beferish says, right, the Yeshayahu, that Avram loved the Kodesh Baruch. Okay, my Eka Bein, just while we're on the topic, right, my Eka Bein, Osem Me'ava, Osem Me'ira, what's the difference between Yiddishkeit Me'ava and Yiddishkeit Me'ira? Eka HaDetanya, the Bible says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Godol HaOsem Me'ava, Yoser Me'oser Me'ira. Right, again, as we know, right, Ava is a greater level than Yira, than fear, than awe. Because the Pesukim, right, illustrate the reward that a person gets for doing, serving and doing Avodas Hashem, Me'av and Me'ira, and Yira gets 1,000 years of reward for generation, or 1,000 generations rather, and Ahava gets 2,000, right? Because Hachach Siv, the Pesuk says, Alafim, right? Oh, it could be, I don't know. Okay, I can't find it here. Lalafim. Lohavai lo shomrim mitzvosai. Oh, that pasuk we know. V'yosachazel lalafim lohavai lo shomrim mitzvosai. Then the v'ksiv, awesome ksiv, and the pasuk says, lo shomrim mitzvosav lalavdor. So it's lalafim is thousands, really means, probably means alpayim, it could be 2,000. Okay, for alafim, thousands. For Avos Hashem and 1,000 for Yiras Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Aye, Hasan Namik Siv." But what do you mean? The second pasuk you quoted, I just back up a word. Right? You started from Ulishomim Mitzvosav Elavdor. The word before that is Lo Havav. Lo Havav. People who love, I mean, do Avos Hashem Me'ava Ulishomim Mitzvosav Elavdor. Right? Get 1,000. So what do you mean? It's 1,000 or many thousands. Right, and so hi l'desamichle, v'hi l'desamichle. So my answer is, yeah, just look where the reward is, right? What word is it right after, right? The first pasuk is la'alafim lo havai. So lo havai is la'alafim, is thousands. But when it says la'alaf dor, that's l'shomrei mitzvosav, right, for people who are shomer tarei mitzvos, but that is shmira implies, right, the yira, and that is therefore elef tor. Okay, hanu trei talmidei dehavu yasvei kamei de rava. Two talmidim were chilling with four rava. Chad amar lei, one of them said, akrion bechamlai. Akrion bechamlai. Bechalmai. I had a dream. Right, they read to me in my dream. Ma rav tuvcha shetzafanta lereicha. Right, how much is your goodness that you have for people who fear you? Vechad amar lei, one of them says, akrion bechamlai. Bechalmai. Right. V'yismichu kol chosei v'ach la'olam yiranenu v'yaltzu b'cha oyvei shemecha. Right, then people will kind of dance and sing your name and rejoice with you forever. And Zerava said, yeah, inichanami tarvaychu rabbanan tzadiki gemurin asun. Right, both of you are tremendous tzadikim, mar me'ava, mar me'ira, but one, right, again, not forever, but one of them will be, is serving Kosh Baruch Hu me'ava, one of them is serving me'ira. And that's, okay, finally darshan out those two things, right? They said, don't worry, you guys are in good shape, as it were. Okay, hadron alach kishem shamayim, and now we move on to the sixth parak of Masechta Sota. Misha kinei le'ishto v'nistero. Person warns his wife, right, and she becomes secluded with somebody. Afilu shalom me'ofa poreach. Very funny, interesting phrase, but even if you hear from a bird, Right? Yotzi v'iting ksuba div Rebbe Elazar. He has to divorce her and give her a ksuba according to Rebbe Elazar. Now, this, as there are many different interpretations of the Mishnah. We're going to use Rashi just to explain what's going on over here, but there are many different interpretations, as you can imagine, right? Just even that phrase alone, right? The first beginning sentence, missing a ton of details, right? What happens? There's kinoi, okay, vestira we got, and then afilu shalom of poreach. What do you hear from a bird? Like, what's the next step? You heard, which was heard, but there was the stira, right? You heard about the seclusion, you heard about maybe the toma, you heard about that she cheated on you, like that she actually cheated. So again, and yotzi v'iting ksuba, why should you give her, right, the ksuba, right? Again, what exactly is going on? If you heard about the stira, right, so then, so that should lead to the mesota. If you heard about the toma, right, so yeah, okay, then I understand that maybe that makes sense, right, that you heard a bird, right, that you heard about her tuma that you have to divorce her, right, because she's usher, that wouldn't lead to the meistira, okay, to the meisota. Right, so if you look at Rashi over here, so afilu oshama meof poreach shenistra. Interestingly enough, Rashi says that even if you hear from a bird, some sort of bird flying overhead, that she had stira, that she was secluded, yotzi v'iting ksuba asur. Right, that she has to divorce her, you should get her out of here. Right, you can get rid of her. Rabbi Elazar l'tamei. This is Rabbi Elazar shita d'amar per kama stira lo boy edus. This is Rabbi Elazar shita. We learned on the first day of Daf Yomi and Maseches Tosa that stira, that seclusion, does not require edus. Afilu eved, afilu shivcha, right? Anybody, even a servant, even a maidservant, we can neeman and are believed. And that's the phrase. Ainu nami kof poreach, meaning it's not really a bird. It's like a bird that flies by. Meaning anybody is able to report on the stira. Okay, Hilchach, therefore, just to skip a couple lines in Rashi, Nasrallah, therefore she becomes ulcer to him. Now, this is the word that Rashi adds to the Mishnah. And if he doesn't, meaning theoretically at that point, we should lead to the Sota process. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Yotiv Yiteng Ksubasa. So Rashi adds, if Eno Rotsa Lashkosa, if you don't want to go down the Sota route and you don't want to give her the Mesota, so then Yotiv Yiteng Ksubasa. Then you should give her a Ksuba, you should divorce her and get rid of her. Okay. That's how Rashi understands. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ashi Yisu v'yitnu ba mozos b'levana. Right, he said, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it doesn't have, you don't have to divorce her until the women, literally means they're spinning threads, and mozos b'levana, during to the moon, basically, that everybody is talking about, her cheating on him, and basically everybody knows that about that, and therefore that's only that point do you have to. Do you have to divorce her? Just to read Rashi again, just to clarify and further the understanding, right? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ashi Yisu v'yitnu ba Moses ba'levana, Klomar, in other words, Mishum stira she'in ba beiz edim, ein aneser salav. Right? If you have seclusion, right, from a bird, right, then we know that without two edim, this is Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that if you don't have stira, seclusion, with two edim, she's not usher to him, and you don't have to divorce her. Rabbi Yeshua, Tamei Damar Mashka Al Pishnaim. Right? He said you need two edim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? For stira. Mihu, however, Kishi Yisu, V'yitnu, Mozos, Ala Balavana, Beprisusa. But if people are gossiping and saying, and everyone knows that she cheated on him, so then Beprisusa, Mechura, Davar. And therefore, it becomes disgusting, and therefore, Vetetze. And that's why you have to give her. You have to give her a divorce. Yeah, give her divorce papers and give her ksuba, because everybody knows. Right, the filu. Forget the water at that point, because Rashi says the hum afilu maya lusulo bakula. Because even at that point, the waters will no longer check her, because everybody knows that she's cheating. So at that point, Rabbi Yeshua says, again, that's a little bit more, perhaps in line with how I would have maybe understood the first line. But okay, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Elazar and says that at that point you have to give. Now, Amar Eid Echad Ani Risiya Shenitmeis Lo Haizah Shosa. If one aide had said that I saw her become, right, cheating on her husband, right, so therefore the Lo Haizah Shosa, then obviously you wouldn't give her the Mesota. Not only that, Elo Filu Evan, Filu Shifcha, right, even any type of servants, Hare Elu Ne'amanim, Sha'af Leposla Miksuva, so they're believed even to puzzle her, right, from getting her ksuba. Chamosa, ubas chamosa, vitzarasa, vivimta, ubas baila. All those women are considered, as Rashi says over here, considered to be kind of rivals and perhaps would think to do badly to this woman, right? Mother-in-law, sister-in-law, co-wife, right? Yavama, right? Yavimta, right? Her Yavam, meaning her brother-in-law, her sister-in-law from her brother's side, right? Meaning her husband's brother's wife, meaning someone who could become her co-wife. Ubas Bala, her stepdaughter, they're believed, right? They're believed not to get rid of her ksuba because they may have some ill will over here, but to me, it's the point where that she won't drink the mesota and end up getting her divorce. Shaya Badin, and now the Gemara says, now it was logical, it would have made sense to say that an Eid Echad is not believed over here by Nitzmeis, by if she cheated on him. Because Uma im Eidos Rishona She'inos Rasa Iser Olam Enum is Kaimes B'Pachos Mishnayim. The first Eidos, meaning for the Stira, right? It doesn't make her Aser, but needs to have two Eidim, as we're going to, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita, as recorded a minute ago. But still, and it requires two Eidim. So Eidos Achrona, the second Eidos, right, meaning that she was Nitmeis, that she was she cheated on him. She was Rasa Isra Olam, and then she's this guy, Vakos Mishnayim. Makes a lot of sense. That would also theoretically have to be with two Eidim. Tom Alam, therefore, the Pasuk says, call Eidos, Ve'eid Ein Ba, right, call Eidos She'yesh Ba, meaning that there is no witnesses, meaning that you need to have any type of witnesses, meaning if there was no witness, any type of eidos is enough, right, to make her into a sota. And kal v'chomer leidos harishonim yatam. So if that makes sense, you might have thought to flip it backwards towards the eidos harishona, which again Rashi includes understands to be the stira, and then you might have thought that that also does not require two eidim. It could be any type of eidos. Uma, just like im eidos achrona shos rasa iser olam, right? The second eidos makes her usher forever. Harehi miskemes beid echad. The positive set teaches us you only need one eid. Say this arishona sheinos rasa iser olam. And odin shet iskem beid echad. You might have thought that the first eidos, the stira, the seclusion, which does not usher forever, also perhaps should not only be kind of with one eight. Tom, therefore, the Pasuk says ki matza ba ervas davar. Right, it says that's the word davar over here by ervas davar. But the halan later on by edos who amar al pishnei made them yakum davar. We have the gzir shava davar mal the halan al pishneim afkan al pishneim. Al pishneim. Right, just to, so to over here, you need to have two edim by the stira. Eid Omer Nitzmeis, Eid Omer Lo Nitzmeis. If you have one versus one, Isha Omer is Nitzmeis, Isha Omer is Lo Nitzmeis, or you have one Eid or one woman. Haisa Shosa, in that case, Haisa Shosa. If you ever, anytime you have one versus one, those cancel each other out, and the woman will drink the Mesota. Echad Omer Nitzmeis, or Shnaim Omer Lo Nitzmeis. If it's one versus two, Haisa Shosa, right, in the case where two testify that she did not cheat on him, so then she would drink. Shnaim Omer Nitzmeis, Echad Omer Lo Nitzmeis. If it's two versus one, two say she did cheat on him, and one says she didn't, so then Lo Haisa Shosa, she would not, in fact, during the Mesota. Okay. Gemara says, Hayu Talmud Lomer ki matzah ba ervas davar. Right? Why in the world, when we quoted the puzzle of davar a minute ago to teach me that the stira needs to have two edim, right? We did davar from edos in general, ki matzah ba ervas davar. Gemara says, what do you mean? Why do we quote that puzzle? Right, Talmud Lomer, right, we should have said ba, right? We should have had Exer Shava ba, Velobi Kinoi ba, Velobi Stira mi ba. Sorry, ba, no, that's not, no, terrible, I'm sorry. Try again. It's really late, so I guess my mind's not working. Should have said, let's try again. Hi, Talmud Lomer, ki matzah by Eres Dabar? Why do we use that puzzle to teach me that you need to aid in by the Stira? Talmud Lomer, ba, should have said ba. I'm meaning ba v'lo b'kinoi and ba v'lo b'stira. That you have eid ein ba, meaning there, that's that pasuk, the word ba, eid ein ba, there is no witness, that's by tuma, by cheating on him. Implying that by whenever you don't have cheating, right, i.e. by the warning and by the seclusion, you need to aid him. And so the Gemara says, that's how you should have learned it. So the Gemara says, meaning that's exactly what we tried to say. Meaning that's what we're trying to use. And in general, when she cheats on him without kino and stira, without this whole sota situation, how do you know that you don't believe one witness to teach me that, to say that she cheated on him? Never can't davar, but now I'm halan davar. Meaning we just quoted the second part of the drasha of the logic. Right? Really, we meant that Ba teaches me you need to aid him by the Kinoi and the Stira. How do you know that you don't believe one witness? It says, just say Stam, oh, by the way, your wife cheated on you, which is probably a very horrible conversation to begin with, but one witness, how do you know we don't believe one witness? Nemarkan Dover, Menemar, Lahalan Dover, Malahalan Mishne Edim, Afkan Mishne Edim. Right, just like that's the drasha we quoted in the Mishnah, and that's the dover thing. Okay, aid Omer Nitzmes. If one witness aid says that she did cheat, and one aid says that she didn't cheat, right, so then we say we just wipe them out, and then she goes and drinks the mesotah. Time of the kamachish. So the Gemara just points out the reason that we say that she goes drink the mesota is that there's a hachasha, there's a contradiction between the two aidim. Ha lo kamachish lei. Implying that if there was no other witness saying that she didn't, so aid echem mehemen. So you might have thought that one aid, right, is believed, right, is believed by the nitmeis, by the to tell me that she cheated. So the Gemara says not immediately. How do you know that works? Tana rabbana, aid ain't but the pasuk says there is no witness. Bishnai makazim adaber, meaning there is no, there's no set of witnesses. Right. Maybe it's talking about only one witness. It's a Talmud, but therefore the pasuk says lo yakum erecha beish, that the one witness doesn't work, right, to get up against somebody. Lo yakum eid ein yodesh who eid echad, meaning the pasuk says lo yakum eid echad beish, right, in general, as a rule, overall, right, where one witness does not do anything in court. You need two witnesses. So Gemara says, why did it say aid echad? Aid is singular. Right? It doesn't need to say aid and echad. It should, obviously, we know he's one if it says he's an aid. So why does it teach me echad? Why does it say that? So zeh bana av. It's building, right, a rule. Right? Kol makom shenema harek. Aid, harek an shnayim. Right? Anytime it says the word aid, it means that there are two witnesses. So therefore, unless the Torah says that there is specifically one witness. So therefore, Vam Rachmana Trey Lesbe El Echad. Right, so therefore, over here we said aid ain ba, meaning there is no aid. Aid is a pair of witnesses, and there, but if there is one, right, that El Echad, but there's one witness, he no lo nitpasa, that she wasn't forced, so therefore, in that case, Asura, in that scenario, she would be Asur. So that teaches me that Eid Echad is believed, right, to say that Nitzmeis, that she cheated on him, right, after this whole Sota and Mahalich. V'chevim min d'raisa, Eid Echad mehemen. Now, once you're telling me, right, that one, the Gemara just now asks, once you're telling me that one witness is believed, min d'raisa, so idach heichi mati machishle. So the Gemara just asks a technical question, right, how do you have one versus one? We said the Mishnah, if it's one versus one, so they cancel each other out, and she goes to drink the Mesota. Right? But you also told me that one witness is believed to tell me that she's doing Hachasha, that she's one witness is believed to tell me that she cheated on him, because that puzzle we just quoted. So how do you ever get the second witness off the ground? Right? First guy comes and says, well, one witness says, I saw that she cheated on him. So, okay, that's it. He's finished. Believed. It's totally fine. Right? We're done. Right? How could you ever bring the second guy as testimony? Right? Just to continue, the Gemara just finishes off the point. So Amar Ula says, "Kol makom shemina Torah eid echad harekan shnayim." Right? Vein dvarim shel echad makom shnayim. As soon as you have that first guy testifying, so basically accepts his testimony. That's it. He's as if he's believed, as if he's two witnesses. So Allah Amar Ula. So Ula really says, "Tani lo haiza shosu in chanami." Ula says, if it's one versus one, the Mishnah means lo isa shosu. You have to change the Mishnah. That if you have one versus one, one says nitzmeis, one says lo nitzmeis, she does not drink the mesota. We believe the first aid that she cheated on him, and she leaves the marriage, right? She has to divorce her, and she's usher them. And v'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak lo isa shosu. Rabbi Yitzchak agreed that she should not drink. Rabbi Chia says haisa shosu. No, really, you can keep the original text of the Mishnah. Either Bechay Kasha de Ula, so what do you do with that whole question we just built? So Gemara says, lo Kasha, no problem. Kam Vazachas, Kam Vazachazah. That only if it happened at once, meaning that when do we say that we accept the one aid's witnesses, one aid's testimony, as if it is two witnesses? When that guy shows up to Beis Din, and half an hour later, some other guy says, oh, by the way, it's not true. But if they come together, so then, okay, then you have two competing witnesses. Right, and therefore we cancel each other out, and she can drink the mesota. Yes, in Hanami, if one aid comes and testifies that she cheated, we believe him, finished. And even if someone comes 3 hours later and says she didn't, we don't believe them. But if they came together, so then they're going to cancel each other out, and she would, in fact, drink the mace. Okay, we're going to stop over here, even though theoretically we could get to the end of the parak, but it's late, and it's Matzah Shabbos, and we'll still wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.